Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. May I speak with John Rossi?
This is John.
Yeah, okay. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I am, yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and
100%. 100%.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1964.
What is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Asian, Pacific, Islander,
white.
Other? Or you... generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I would say the first of your two options.
Okay. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I would say the first of your two choices.
Yeah, okay. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer are your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so.
Thank you.
Savonda Sumter?
Have not heard of them.
Bill Pascrell?
90.
Andy Kim?
50.
Tammy Murphy?
50.
Andre Sayo?
Have not heard of him.
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress?
So far, approve.
Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you're unsure or you don't know?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve?
Yes.
Would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
I would say he deserves to get it.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, and Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. At this point, I'm not sure. Probably not Bob Menendez because of what he's been going through, unfortunately.
No. Okay. Well, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, or Bob Menendez?
Boy, that's a hard one. I don't know much about Andy Kim, or I don't know much about the people running against Bob Menendez. In the past, I voted for Menendez, but there's just too much going on for me to feel comfortable voting for him again.
You would say undecided?
I guess I would say undecided. That's fair.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Andre Saia, and Shavonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Saia, for whom would you vote?
I would vote for Bill again.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. And he has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Does that information make you more much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Much more likely.
Okay. Andre Saia has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Saia has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local community, growing the local economy, that was my mistake, improving infrastructure and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Well, the truth is, if I'm going to go with Pascrell, I've got one choice. Is that correct? If I'm voting for Pascrell, I'm not able to vote for the other two. That's what I'm asking. Is that correct?
Would you say you don't know, not at all more likely, a little more likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely?
Somewhat more likely. And my friend, you got me for about another minute or so, and I've got to run. I'm meeting, I have a virtual meeting online here in about 5 minutes, so I need to prepare for it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make it quick. Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and a staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. He has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat much more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. After hearing that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Andre Saia, and Shavonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
I'm still going with Bill.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if the statements, accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine under her so-called leadership. New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up. Taxes have gone up. Traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Much less likely, of course.
Okay, with Andrei Seda as major, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control, and due to Seda's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over.
I can already tell you much less likely. I can already tell you much less likely on that.
Yeah, okay. Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in the Congress for 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all less likely.
Okay, despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Does that information, if accurate, makes you more or less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all less likely.
Okay. After hearing that information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Andrei Seda, and Shavonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
Most likely Bill Pascrell still.
Okay, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andrei Seda, for whom would you vote?
I'm sticking with Bill Pascrell.
Okay, if the following questions are for statistical purposes, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Yes, I would say I'm moderate.
Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, post-high school, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, four-year college or graduate, postgraduate school or degree?
Some college. Some college.
Okay. What is your religious background? Catholic, Protestants, Mormon, Latter-day Saints, LDS?
I'm Catholic.
Okay, and yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Josh, J-O-S-H. Otherwise known as John.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. To you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.